Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My darling, let's get you up. Ooh, onto the bed. There we go. Are you hurt? Wait, I'll get your voice box. There.
I'm not hurt.
Good. Here, have some water. Another nightmare? Ah, the same one? The hospital?
No. Different.
Oh, tell me. It might help, sweetheart, unless you don't remember.
I do. We were here in her bedroom, drinking sherry, dancing to records, just like we used to.
That sounds rather nice.
It was.
The three of you together again?
Janet and I, we were in blue. Do you remember?
Yes. Matching navy blue flannel with white stripes. Oh, it's like it was yesterday.
Katie in her pink silk. Not Katie. Margot wore silk. Margot, I've forgotten who I am. Who am I?
Darling.
Who am I, Jenkins?
Darling, you know who you are. You're upset, that's all. Come now. Tell me about your dream.
Her mother came in, told us to go back to the kitchen. Her face, it was like the lead on the roof. During the fire, molten, dripping, I looked at Janet, Margot, their faces too.
Here, take this. It'll help you sleep. A dreamless sleep.
A carousel.
Ah, yes. Let's put that on. Let me stroke your forehead while you drift off. There, there. There, there, my darling. There, there.
org. Just a quick note to say I've left, and I'm not coming back. The last 2 weeks have been the worst experience of my life, and I once menstruated through white jeans on a public bus while sat next to my crush, so that's really saying something. And yes, I tell you this publicly, because I never intend to see any of you ever again. That includes my darling sister, who is a rotten, disloyal cow. I want you all to know that she betrayed me, and that is why I'm leaving. She lied to Pervster just to get me into trouble. It's particularly hard to bear, as I've been nothing but kind to Kate, or JJ, as she's ridiculously decided to call herself. And let me tell you something else. It was so obvious that she fancied my boyfriend Parker when she got here. Like, so obvious. She wasn't trying to hide it at all. And then he broke up with me, out of nowhere, and I'm supposed to think there's no connection? Hello? She's already proved that she's a homewrecker. How can I trust her ever again? The sad fact of the matter is, I can't. No one can. So I've left to hitchhike across Europe. Now that's an adventure. You can shove your fake fiberglass version of real life up your collective bottom. Goodbye forever. And good riddance to the lot of you. Signed, Betty.
No.
At the bottom, there's a love heart being stabbed with a knife. And the blood dripping from the bottom spells out betrayal. It's quite good, actually. Not a bad design for
You're
a tattoo, either.
All Hit Radio 96.7, Foucault's Pendulum, with their new single, Leave This Place Behind Me.
Foucault's Pendulum, Jesus Christ.
Still in the top spot after 6 consecutive weeks.
What am I going to tell Mum and Dad?
Here, turn the radio off, love. It's over there by the photocopier. That's one hell of a note your sister left.
That's not a note, it's an assassination. I can't believe she pinned it to her wardrobe for everyone to see.
And then someone made photocopies and passed them round. I should lock this room, really. Nightmare, eh?
Yeah, it is.
I'll have to do the bloody rotors again. Do you know how many times I've had to do that? Go on, guess.
I don't know.
Well, first, Nick does a disappearing act and I have to move Parker over. At least your sister told us where she was going.
Who disappeared?
Nick. He's probably roaming senile in the woods, and I'm like, shouldn't we look for him? He's worked here for 50 years. I think we owe him that. And Norton's all, nah, I'm sure he's fine. Unbelievable. Then Sonia took a flipping nosedive off a float, and now this. Oh, just bloody kill me now, eh? Put me out of me misery. Right. Anyway, I need your sister's bed cleared by tomorrow. She left quite a bit of stuff behind. You'll have to box it up and send it back to your mum and dad.
Oh, no. Mum and dad. They're going to go mad. And how can I ever go home after everything that's happened? I can't. I'm basically homeless.
Here's a box you can use. If you need more, just holler.
And everyone here thinks I'm a bad person. My own sister hates me.
Yeah, looks like it.
We were so close when we were little. You know what they say about twins?
Boiled egg.
No, thanks.
Suit yourself. What was that about twins?
Well, they say it's like the same soul in two bodies, you know? That there's a kind of psychic link. You feel each other's pain.
So if I stabbed you right now, she'd feel it. Wow.
No. Well, we tried once, but yeah, didn't work. Oh, what if she never talks to me again?
Look, love, I hate to stick me nose into other people's business, I really do. But I think all this is for the best.
How is losing my sister for the best?
Oh, you're not losing her, love. She's just getting away from you for a very long time. Which is for the best, because I was there when Betty figured out what you'd done, and she was livid. Absolutely spitting blood she was. Matty tried to calm her down, but she wasn't having it. She had bloody murder in her eyes.
Matty was there too?
Oh, yeah. I was showing him me rear suspension at the time, if you know what I mean. Your sister comes charging over, and there we are with a keks down.
Keks down?
And she's going, why am I on the waltz?
Oh, my God, you and Matty were doing it?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Wow. I'm just trying really hard not to picture it.
All right, wow. You need to be like that. Oh,
sorry, I'm just struggling to believe that he'd... Sorry, I didn't mean
yeah,
to...
Yeah, you did. I know what you kids are like, how you see the world. Matty's different, you know.
I know, he's one of the good guys. Look, I really didn't mean anything by it, I'm just... surprised, that's all.
All right. Go clear your sister's bed before your shift starts.
Davina, now Betty's gone, who's on debutante's waltz?
Oh, good point. Well, now, I guess it's only fair to assign you, isn't it? Enjoy.
Oh, shit.
Do you want any dinner while you're here, love? I've cooked a chicken.
No thanks, Mum. I can't stay long. I borrowed one of the park buggies. I'll miss it soon.
Have a biscuit, though. Go on.
Oh, lush bourbons.
Thanks, Mum.
Is that your dad's old work stuff? What are you looking at that for?
Just curious. Look, there's photos of all the rides he worked on.
Oh.
It's not upsetting you, is it?
A bit.
Oh, I'll put them back.
Nah, don't be silly. We never really talk about your dad, do we? It's like he never existed. It's like we don't care.
Well, of course we care. He knew that. That's not why we don't talk about him. It's just hard when you miss someone. It's hard.
Let's have a cup of tea. I'll boil a kettle.
Mum, this photo here, everyone wearing their hard hats. I can't make out who this geezer is, do you know?
Let me put my glasses on. Oh, look at your dad, going through a moustache phase. And that's Margot. She was project manager every time they built a new ride. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's the front of the pirate ship.
Yeah, building the Black Wolf frigate.
So this must have been taken a couple of weeks before the accident. They should have shut that bloody ride.
I'm sorry, Mum. I shouldn't have asked.
They should have shut the whole place down.
I'll do the tea.
I can do it. Sit down. Two sugars.
Thanks, Mum.
Right, get that down your neck. Come on, then. What do you want to know?
Are you sure?
I'm fine. Stop fussing.
All right. This photo's a bit blurry, but that's Jenkins and Max, right?
That's right. And Smithy just behind them. Smithy was sweet on me, you know. Oh, don't look at me like that. I know you don't like to think of men looking at your old ma.
You're not old.
I know I'm not. I had you too young. You know, I always thought he'd be all over me if I wasn't with your dad. But then the accident happened and Smithy just vanished. Like, not even a card.
Who's this?
That's Margot's friend. She was a good laugh, she was. They used to throw parties at the manor. She'd turn up, new man on her arm. Did you ever meet Janet, dear?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still about then?
I haven't seen her for a while, no. Who's the bearded bloke she's holding hands with?
Oh, that's one of the contractors. Your dad seemed to like him. He came for dinner a few times. Oh, I found him a bit unsettling, to be honest. Now, what was his name? Biscuit?
His name was Biscuit.
No, don't be daft. I'm asking if you want another biscuit.
Yeah, I will.
Huh, look, it's Harvey.
Harvey?
See that curly tail? The rest of him's out of the shot. Janet had a dog. Little yappy thing.
Oh my God, Harvey and Janet, JJ's dog tech, bloody hell.
Parker, language.
Janet, JJ's aunt. I just realised.
Even so, no need to curse.
How could I be so stupid? JJ bloody told me.
Parker.
But then Sonia fell off the float and it just flew out of my head. Mum, I've got to go.
You're taking the photo?
Yeah, I've got to show it to a friend. See what she says.
Parker, what is the matter? Parker!
I'm fine, Mum, honest. I'll see you later.
All right, then. Bye, love.
Hold on to your skirts, debutantes. The dance is about to begin.
Here we go. Scream if you want to go faster. Scream if your life is spinning out of control. Oh, yeah! Scream if everyone you love abandons you!
You all right there, JJ?
Oh, Matty, what are you doing here?
I'm on the Origin Showcase this week. Boy, is it quiet. So I stuck a close sign on the door. Thought I'd come and see how you are and that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, grand. JJ,
Matty,
do you want to go
really
on a date sometime?
Davina?
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing. What did you say? I didn't catch it.
Oh, nothing. Hey, look, did you want to swap rides? I can take the waltzes, you do the showcase.
Why would you do that?
To give you a break. You've had a rough time, what with your sister.
No, it's my fault. I'll take my lumps.
Ah, no. I should take some responsibility too, you know.
What have you got to do with this?
Ah, no. You don't know this, but I talked to Betty the night she left.
I know. Davina told me.
Oh, she did? Great. What exactly did Davina say? Exactly.
That you two were shagging?
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I could explain.
What you do is none of my business.
It wasn't even shagging. It was mouth stuff.
Well, you know what? It's none of my business. You're both adults. Oh, Davina's been an adult for decades.
She pursued me, JJ. And I'd had a few beers that night, and I was kind of down in the dumps, and like, I have these urges. And
the ride's ending. I've got to go.
No, JJ, I will do the waltzes. It's my penance. I mean, pleasure.
Don't be daft. I deserve the waltzes. I'm a bad sister.
No, if anyone should wear the hair shirt, it's this great big arsehole right here. Here, let me. All right now, everyone. Did you enjoy that? Out this exit here. Come on.
Go back to Origin Showcase, Matty.
JJ, please. Let me do this for you.
No, you're a really nice guy, and I don't want to take advantage of that.
Think I'm a nice guy?
Yeah, of course. And I had a thing with an older guy once, so I kind of understand why you and Davina would, you know. Although, Davina, wow.
Yeah, she's... Yeah.
I'm surprised she stopped smoking long enough for anything to happen.
She didn't. Stop smoking, I mean.
No.
Oh, yeah. And there's just something about a woman with a pipe, you know? Like a sexy Popeye.
She's like Popeye in a wig, was she?
That, I mean, she's got the arms for it.
Oh, my God. Boiled eggs and spinach. Oh, what a good combination,
what a
eh?
Combo. Hey, JJ, would you like to hang out tonight? We could get away from the park for a while.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. I feel like everyone's talking about me.
We could go into the woods.
The woods? In the dark?
Well, the sun doesn't set till 9:30. And I've got a torch if we're out later. Oh, I found this empty cottage about half a mile in. We could explore it. Ah, it'll be grand, so it will.
All right, you two. What's ya?
Parker.
Hello, stranger. What brings you here?
Sorry, mate. No time to chat. JJ, I need to have a word. Can we go somewhere?
Yeah, of course. Oh, wait, I'm on duty.
Well, Matty will cover you.
Well, I don't know about that.
You said you wanted to.
I mean, I did say that, but...
Oh, thanks, mate. Right, where can we go? Somewhere private.
The Origin Showcase?
Perfect. Come on, babes.
Thanks, Matty.
Yeah, thanks, Matty.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Matty. Feckin' brilliant.
Could we get some elm here, please?
Brilliant.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I like it in here.
You like everything here.
No, I don't like Roswell. But this is peaceful.
Aside from the terrifying wax figures, you mean? Look at this one. Who's he supposed to be?
Oh, Alfred Mockery. It's Margot's dad. Yeah, you like pushing buttons, don't you? Go on.
Oh, it's just like my first day. You, me, walking through dreamland.
Everything was so simple back then. Let's hear it then.
If you like.
It's 1935. And the fashionable set are swooning to the sounds of the Alfred Mockery Orchestra.
So, what did you want to tell me?
It's more show than tell. Here.
What's this?
Construction of the Black Wall frigate. See that lady at the back? Thought you might recognise her.
Oh, no, not... Oh my God! It's my Auntie Janet!
Yeah.
When was this taken?
5 years ago. Surprised you never mentioned it.
Mentioned what?
That your aunt's big mates with Margot Mockery. It's a funny thing to hide.
What do you mean?
I've met her a few times.
You've met my Auntie Janet?
Yeah. She comes every few months, stays in the manor for a week or so, and then buggers off again. We've only exchanged a handful of words, but that's why it didn't twig when you said her name. I bet you didn't mean to do that, did you? I suppose you just forgot and it slipped out.
I don't know what you're talking about, Parker.
Oh, yeah?
No. I only just found out that Janet knew Margot. My mum told me yesterday.
You didn't know?
No. And Parker, it wasn't just Janet. My mum's whole family lived in the manor.
You what?
My gran cooked for the Mockeries from 43 until the fire in 48. Parker, one of my aunts died in that fire.
You're having a giraffe.
I know. Janet and Margot are about the same age. They must have stayed in touch or reconnected. Why wouldn't she tell me? Janet's like an open book, or I thought she was. Oh, the whole thing just feels off. Feels like a secret, or the edge of one.
It's a lot to take in.
Oh, you're telling me. And Parker, I'm scared. I think she's missing.
Janet? Yeah. Why would you think that?
I just feel it. I asked a friend to go to her house, see if she's there. Oh, I don't know what else to do. I was thinking, maybe I should just go to the police.
No, don't do that. You don't have any proof she's missing, do you?
No.
They won't take you seriously, babe.
They might do. No, you're right. They won't. And even if they did, Mum would tell them that Janet's always going abroad.
Yeah, and they'll assume that's where she is, yeah.
I just feel so helpless. And now Betty's gone, I can't even tell her.
Here, come here.
Maybe Janet is abroad. Maybe she'll turn up with a bottle of ouzo and a story about some bloke in Greece. I really hope so.
Yeah, maybe she will.
wish I could just turn my brain off. It just keeps buzzing. It keeps turning things over and over.
You and me both, babe. Look, I'm sorry I was a dick earlier. I thought, I don't know, that you and Betty were hiding something. That you had some ulterior motive for being here.
Ulterior motive? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
So, what do you think? That we were going to bump Margot off and take her place?
Yeah, I haven't really thought it through, to be honest. It doesn't really make much sense, does it?
Do you think I was just going to ransack her wardrobe and wear all her old clothes?
You don't look much like an axe murderer, I suppose.
Oh, we should see me at the weekend.
I'd love to see you at the weekend. Oh, God, I'm so relieved. I really like you, JJ. I didn't want to find out you'd been lying.
I wouldn't do that. I really like you too.
You do?
Yeah. I really do.
Oh, JJ.
Just push it harder. The turnstile's a bit stiff. Go on, harder. Go on, give it a good go. There you go, you're in. So if I put Massey and Queen Booby... Oh, no, but then who goes on the showcase? Oh, that won't work.
Excuse me, madam.
One adult ticket, £6.99.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm here to see a friend, actually. She works here. Katie Armstrong?
No, sorry. No one here by that name.
I assure you, there is.
Look, mate, I know every single person who works in this park. I do the rotors. You can't fool me. Fancy trying to get in for free at your age?
I'm not trying to get in for free. I run a very successful bathroom showcase, I'll have you know. Oh, wait. Hang about. I just remembered. It's not Katie anymore. Oh, she's changed her name.
Well, how convenient.
Oh, no. I can't remember what it is. Hang on. I'm thinking. Damn it.
Next, please.
Wait, which? She's an identical twin. They both work here. Betty. That's her sister's name.
Oh, you mean JJ.
JJ. That's it.
I still can't let you in.
Oh. Well, I suppose I can pay.
She's on duty. No talking to friends and family during opening hours.
Oh.
But, I can take you to the lake house. That's where the seasonal staff live. She'll be back there at the end of her shift, after she's scraped the puke off the tubs. You can wait for her there. You're in no hurry, are you?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, free as a bird.
Emma, hold the fort. This gentleman needs me. I'll be back later.
Okay.
This way, what did you say your name was?
Graham.
Graham? That's a pretty name. Do you have a light, Graham?
Of course. There we go, madam.
Thanks. Call me Davina. Come on then, Graham. It's just through the woods. Follow me. Oh, it's starting to rain. Here, get under this with me, Graham.
Can you pass me my T-shirt, Parker? It's just over there on the...
Alfred Mockery's head. At least he couldn't see what was happening.
Parker...
Yeah?
I've done it again. I've betrayed Betty.
Oh, I don't know.
I have. And if it got out, everyone already hates me. If they found out that we, you know... Oh, God, I hate to ask, but can we keep this a secret?
Yeah, of course. No problem.
But I still want to see you. Do you want that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great. Anyway, I better get back.
JJ, wait. There's something I need to tell you.
Yeah?
Something's happening in the park. Something dangerous. I want you to be safe.
I knew it! What do you know? Have you seen something? Is it to do with Janet?
No, actually, no. No, it's nothing really. Nah.
No, I'm just being silly, imagining things. Ignore me.
Oh. So, you didn't see anything when you patrolled, or on the security cameras?
No. No, no. All pretty boring, really.
Security cameras? That's not a bad idea. You should go through all the tapes. We could do it together. Oh, there might be a recording of, I don't know, Sonia falling off the float, or Davina, she told me about some bloke that went missing. Nick? And that woman in the maze. God, I'd forgotten about her. Do you remember, Parker? She was screaming.
Please, turn it off! Please! Why are you doing this?
JJ, you've gone white.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
That voice. The recording. It was Janet. Please stop! Stop! Oh. Ah. Oh my God, I'm soaked! Oh, you bastard! Oh, my signs are wet. Oh! Have we stopped? Yes! Oh yes, thank you, thank you, thank you! Thank you so much for stopping. I just need to get to Dover for...
Oh. Hello, Betty.
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Sound design, editing and music, including the song you're hearing now, by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Peter Sourbutts was Manager Norton. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Matty, Jenkins, and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was Davina and Margot. Abby Eastwood was Mrs. Parker and the voice of the debutante's waltz. And Jonathan Kitching was Graham. For more information about Mockery Manor, search Mockery Manor on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or visit longcatmedia.com.
I wanna leave this place behind me. Get me away from here. Get me away before the sickness takes its toll. I wanna leave this place behind me. Get me out of here. 'Cause I just can't take this anymore.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, Maria Kennedy from Hero Trackers here to tell you about a special report we've been working on at Hero Track Media. With the help of my producer, Shayna, we are going to reveal the life story of a mysterious hero that, as far as we can tell, has never been covered by a media outlet before. Subscribe to this podcast feed to learn more about this hero and the strange circumstances surrounding their life and career, and how they might be connected to your favorite heroes. Coming soon from Hero Track Media, Vigil.
Vigil, Season 1, an audio fiction superhero thriller in 10 parts from All In Productions. featuring Haley Sanfilippo as Maria Kennedy and Adam Kudishat as Vigil. Subscribe or follow to make sure you're the first to know about Vigil.